when the autumn comes, I know that the General Assembly is around the corner, and I'm really excited when the many leaders are coming all around the world to the United Nations, bringing their own perspectives and commitment, their own passion and the dynamism fills me with energy and also my own dynamism. This is what I really try to learn from the leaders by engaging with them bilaterally and multilaterally. This has been a quite stimulating experience for me during the last 5 years. Now this is going to be my first General Assembly in my second term. I'm looking forward to that.
Mr. Secretary General, young people have been one of your priorities in your job. But as you grapple with the world's most intractable problems and issues, how do you remind young people to believe and keep believing in the United Nations?
United Nations has been standing with the young people. Recently, young people have been making their mark on the world. We have been working hard to provide them with a decent job, human rights and human dignity, better opportunities in the political field, and better opportunities in the socio-economic field. The world has become young. There are many countries where population is just more 60% and mostly above 50% of population were the young people. So world is becoming younger and younger. Then how to provide them decent opportunity, equal or better opportunity will be a key priority. That is why I made youth issue as one of my 5 imperatives during my second term. The empowerment of women and youth will continue to be my priorities.
Now, I think we can say that for somebody outside of the United Nations, it is difficult to understand how complex it is for a Secretary General, this 2-week general debate. How would you best illustrate that complexity?
This is going to be the biggest season. Coming 2 weeks, be very politically important. At the same time, for me, how to manage this very compact time will be a key challenge for me. So for me, it's something like riding on a conveyor belt. Once you ride on this conveyor belt, you will have to go to the destination, but sometimes this may have a sharp curve. Then I have to keep hold of this rail and not to fall off this conveyor belt. But everybody is going toward the common goal and common purpose. That is ensuring peace and security all around the world through our diplomatic efforts and preventive diplomacy, or enforcing peace, then bringing economic and social prosperity to the people, and also promoting and protecting human rights and human dignity for all the people around the world, regardless of their sex or age or ethnicities. These are our compact and compact of the United Nations to the people.
Before we finish, could you share with us a funny moment from the last year's General Assembly?
Funny moment? I can tell you one embarrassing moment. I think there was one year, was last year, there was a power failure in this temporary North Lawn building. And I was in the middle of all this very busy season. Then all the leaders, they have to walk up all the stairs. Then when I was waiting for them at the end of this third floor, some leaders were out of breath. They couldn't say. Some leaders were saying that, well, thank you, Mr. Secretary General, for allowing us to exercise free of charge in this United Nations gym. This was quite embarrassing. It took one full day. The elevator, of course, was not working. That's why they had to walking through these stairs. It was not a good experience, but I'm very much grateful for their endurance and understanding.